Oh, sorry about that, you guys. I was listening to a little music there before we went live and forgot to hit that button there. Welcome to News on Flipside Thursday's edition. Ooh, I hope everyone's having a good day. For my friends down in Florida, I feel for you people. Remember, I've been through this myself more than one occasion. Katrina was just the last of the few times. I mean, I like to die in Betsy. I know what you're going through down here. I hope we have not heard from Jeffrey Pritchard. You know, he hosts on Friday Night Church in Mavis. He's down there in Marietta, Florida, close to Georgia. Maybe he's just without power. You know, we lost cell signal. Matter of fact, the only carrier that had cell operations in New Orleans after Katrina was T-Mobile, which I don't have anymore, but at the time they did. I could talk to people who were actually in the city, and no one else seemed to be able to. Isn't that very strange? Very strange. I know. It was an interesting time. Judging from what I've seen, this is a bad storm. There's a lot of damage done. Florida was very fortunate. This wasn't Miami. This wasn't Tampa. This wasn't Jackson. You know, I vacationed in Mexico Beach. Me and my wife were there. Matter of fact, between Mexico Beach and this Mexico Beach, St. Joe and St. George, well, the butterfly migration, the monarch butterfly migration passes right through there. You can go sometimes in middle October, end of October, and just watch. There's a million of them. I mean, it's kind of sad, but there's so many of them that when you're driving, you're just paving the highways with them, and there's still millions more flying around. It's crazy to watch. It's beautiful. I don't know what's going to happen because of the storm down there. I know last I counted, I heard almost 750,000 people without power. Judging from what I've seen, that's going to go fast. I know there's a lot of experienced crews being sent. Louisiana's people sending people. Mexico. Mississippi sending people. Alabama sending people. I know a lot of other states, Carolinas. There's going to be a lot of experienced people there. Clara, no, I'd like to go. And I could actually make a good bit of money down there right now. It's just I have a business in New Orleans. And we're currently booked until Thanksgiving, so it would be hard for me to pick up. These are loyal customers, you know, so even though they'd probably understand, it's not a good thing to do because they would still have to get the work done, so they have to use another contractor. And we don't want to do that. Now, I had, you know, talked with my partners about maybe sending a crew down to help doing blue roofs or maybe trash and debris pickup, but we wouldn't get into another sheetrock and stuff and all remodeling like we did down here for Katrina, so. You know, I just wish everybody's okay. I mean, I hope it's been a low death toll so far, so that's a good thing. This was almost a Cat 5, and it came in one of the lesser populated areas of the state. Not to downgrade anything, because this was horrible for anybody lived there. I mean, you can see there's homes destroyed all over the place. And I've stayed down there many times. Actually, it's a beautiful place to hang out. It'll be 10 years before it's even 3/4 of what it was today. Or yesterday before the storm. But it's a gorgeous place to go. Beautiful homes right on the water. Restaurants right on the water. Everything's right there. St. George is another. It's an island. It's another beautiful place to go hang out. I know all of them got hit hard. I haven't heard anything really about Pensacola yet, which we go to Pensacola monthly. We're down there quite often. Grand Bay, Pensacola, Perdido Key, Destin, Tampa, Fort Walton, Grayton Beach, Blue Mountain Beach. It's just some really beautiful places to go hang out. There's some beautiful skies down there at night. So I really feel for everybody who lost something. We will be setting up to take donations to send down there. So we'll be setting that up probably tomorrow. But really, people, if you can help, help. I mean, it's tough. A lot of people lost their homes. Now, there's a flip side to this. A lot of the homes you've seen destroyed are rentals. They're not people living in them. They're rentals. So they'll be covered by insurance and they'll be built back up. There are people's homes down there. It's like where I live. I have a place in the Gulf Coast. I live in Pasco Christina. I live in Henderson Point. And there's a lot of homes here in the water. My house is on the water. Matter of fact, just last year, that little storm that came through put 3 feet of water in my yard. And it was just a little baby. So it's a dangerous place sometimes, but the beauty far outweighs the risk. And as long as you keep your home insured, it's a great place to live. To put this in perspective, I took the station with me when I went to Fort Walton. I was actually broadcasting. When I got back to New Orleans, believe it or not, we still had phone connection. So I hooked the station up and ran it on. Well, you remember the old modems? Yeah, I ran it on that. It was interesting. We didn't do the kind of stuff we do today. It was just chit-chat, but still, it was done. So I hope everybody's safety down there. Guys, be careful. Stay out of the debris. If you're not part of the cleanup crew, just stay out of the way. I heard today that they're sending the Shed barbecue place from here. Is it the Shed or yeah, one of them was sending, they're sending down two different vehicles. They're putting one in Panama. I forgot what it is, Fort Walton, I think the other one, somewhere around there. They're going to be serving 20,000 meals a day out of each one. That's 40,000 meals a day total. So they're going to be down there. A lot of that went down for New Orleans. There's a lot of people that had set up places to eat. Domino's was just giving pizzas away like they were nothing. Anybody who was down there working could get a Domino's pizza any time of the day. They were just giving away nonstop. Drago's restaurant was cooking daily and feeding. And Drago's was cooking good meals. They weren't playing around. They, you know, it's an expensive restaurant, so they were cooking really good meals. There's lots of other restaurants that were cooking meals. And then you had the Red Cross driving around. We were on a job site somewhere, and there was no power, no nothing. We had generators out there. Well, I was starving. There's nowhere to go for lunch. And I mean, it's only 2 weeks from the storm. Here comes the Red Cross with lunch. Yeah, all right. It's the Red Cross. Hooked us up with some red beans and rice and sausage. We were all happy. I remember when the first hamburger joint opened, Bud's Broil on Clearview. The hamburger, just cheesy little hamburger, $16. If you got the whole meal, it was like $24. Oh my God, it was ridiculous. Gas, it was crazy, but we came in with, we brought in four of our own. We stopped and got four 55-gallon drums of gasoline and brought them with us along with the generators and equipment we brought in coming back. So it was crazy. So survivors of Michael, I can tell you this, it will get better. And for y'all, it's going to get better faster. Mainly because the area affected isn't super large. It's not like a major city. So it will go faster, guys. I know it sucks now, and I know it's going to be sucky. But hey, look, we got a cool front came through, so at least it's not 95 degrees outside like it was after Katrina. So, you know, take it for what it is. Hopefully we don't get no more storms. It should be the last of the year, and we'll see how it goes from there, guys. Yeah, I know. It's rough. But there's been pictures all over the place. Anybody who wants to see them, I mean, it's not hard to find them. Really and truly, the information out there is, frankly, it's everywhere. So, you know, I mean, and if you can volunteer, or if you can go help, or even if you're a contractor looking to do work, go down, do what you can, help out. The more people that go, the faster recovery is. Well, I told everybody, because Camille and Betsy both took 20 years to recover from. And everybody said, oh, Katrina, 5-10 years. No, we're still recovering. We're 13 years in. We don't have our full population back. There's still lots of buildings and land missing. And so we still got to know that it'll be 20 years. And then 5, 2, 3 years after that, maybe 5, 10 years after that, bam, we'll get another storm. It's just one thing about hurricanes. They do keep the economy moving along the Gulf Coast states and even the wet East Coast. And lately, you know, they've been saying the East Coast is going to get a lot more storms. So we've been seeing that, too. But anyway, we're going to be moving on now. Jennifer, what was that? Oh, well, yeah, we'll talk about that in a little while. Oh, and here's our friend Kanye. He went to go meet the president today. So why don't we cue him up and let's see what we got going on. Yeah, y'all should be able to hear him just fine. Let's see. I've heard everything in the mama about this today. I'm tired of hearing about it, frankly. I'm putting it for y'all because it's news. But, oh, Lord, I don't know. Conservatives got a big kick out of it. Liberals said, oh, he's crazy, man. He's insane. He's lost his freaking marbles. Maybe he has. But he's a rich, crazy guy, which is not normally a thing. Look at him go, huh? I know he'd be cussing, man. I know you. Who said the president don't cuss? I don't think I believe that. I think the president does cuss. I think he said, oh, yeah, bite me, people. That's just how it is. Well.
Because I had enough balls to put on this, put the beef on it.
Sorry about that. Let y'all read, man. Non-political. I know, huh? What are we reading tonight?
Put the beef on it, however you want to do it, 5 seconds delay, and just goes in and gets it done. You have to bring manufacturing onshore, not even shore, into the core. It's not about the borders. The core of Adidas and Chicago is the core of Middle America. We have to make Middle America strong. So I had the balls because I had enough balls to put on this hat. I mean, this Adidas thing made me a billionaire. It's more important than any specific deal, anything that we bring jobs into America and that we provide a transition with mental health and the American education curriculum that Jim has worked on.
Jim's at home going, shut up, man. He's doing me favors. Stop it.
We have Montessori curriculums that we worked on. WeWorks has a beautiful curriculum. The Waldorf establishment.
It does make
has
sense, though. Just because you're black, I mean, you get to vote Democrat.
There's a lot of things affecting our mental health.
And frankly, I've seen this guy do more for blacks than the last two presidents.
Door called the 13th Amendment.
Actually, the last three presidents, Clinton.
With the hat on
Clinton always talked a good talk, but never really did anything. Matter of fact, the laws he passed made it hard.
The Constitution is the base of our industry, right? Of our country, of our company.
Oh yeah, I love that comment down there. She's considering him for ambassador.
You fall and you end up next to the Unabomber.
That would be
you
good.
End up, you got to remove all hilarious. That trapdoor out of the relationship. The four gentlemen that broke the 13th Amendment.
Would know for sure.
And I think
we've
the way the universe works is perfect. We don't have 13 floors, do we? You know, so the four gentlemen that wrote the 13th Amendment didn't look like the people they were amending. Also, at that point, it was illegal.
Well, when I see Lily on Monday, we'll ask her what her thoughts about this is.
To read. And so that meant if you actually read the amendment, you get locked up and turned to a slave. Again, so what I think
is. Does he listen to somebody speaks?
Sentences, we need pardon.
It sounds like me after I've been drinking all night long and just wanting to bullshit with people.
It's just the overall lack of reparations.
I mean, I got against the guy.
At any given point, we say, oh, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist, this is racist.
That's Trump's.
So we don't have the reparations, but we have the 13th Amendment.
Trump's not just in my studio, buddy.
The whole conversation.
President Trump has said that he favors stop and frisk. Are you guys going to be discussing that? Do you think you can change minds?
Yeah, we're gonna discuss. I didn't mean to put you on blast like that, bro. But it's definitely.
Hey, I'm open-minded. I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Let's stop worrying about the future. All we really have is today. We just have today, over and over and over again. The eternal return, the hero's journey, and.
Well,
Trump is on his hero's journey.
Well, who's
right
this
now?
Guy sitting next to Kanye?
He might
he looks like somebody might be important.
Have a crazy mother like Kanye West run up and support.
Crazy mofo. Oh
believe,
my God. Good thing they bleeped
America's
it. I don't have to bleep before.
I love this guy right here. Let me give this guy a hug right here.
Oh, he's hugging the president.
I'm
in love.
Right
he's yeah, giving man yeah. crush. Oh, Kanye absolutely. Got man crush. All right, now we know the truth. Okay, well, that's cool. We can deal with that.
That's from the heart. Special.
You know, you got a man crush. He's president of the United States, you know. I don't know if anybody had a. You mean for Obama? Oh, I'm sure. Look, Soros probably got a. Never mind. I'll just leave that alone. But anyway, I'm just saying, yeah, I'm sure there's people who have man crushes on Obama. Oh, so I seen the great mystery solved today of. What was George Bush giving to Michelle, a stale cough drop? I don't know why she had to include that, but I guess, you know. So, by the way, why are we talking about this? So I know the first lady's out there giving a no-holds-barred interview. It's going to be out the coming week. I've seen inserts and clips from it. She's most bullied. She said, that's... I can understand her point, but I don't know if I'd say I was the most bullied, but I can understand what she's saying. I mean, the media just rips her apart every chance they get, but not near as much as they do her husband. I've actually seen the media give Melania some decent stories. Then there's some shit about some wearing some helmet. I mean, she's the first lady, and she dresses good. She's attractive. She's probably the prettiest first lady we've had since Jacqueline. Oh, please. Michelle was just – let's just leave Michelle alone, okay? I don't like disrespecting people. I don't have to. No. Well, the first time I seen it, I was going to call him Michael. Well, no, what's funny about this, and I've talked about this on air before, we know who wore the pants in that family was Michelle. So that's why Michelle did. So, you know, we always talked about, God, she spent so much money traveling. Now we know why. But I would say, go do something because you can't run the country. Get out. It's my job. So he sent her ass spending money. Oh, go to Kenya. Go here. Go there. Go to Europe. Go to France. Get the hell. Take the family somewhere. Yeah, their whole 8 years they spent pretty much separate. And then she talked about how great her marriage was. I said, yeah, I guess so. And you never seen each other. And you know what they say, absence does not make the heart grow fonder. A lot of times it makes it grow colder. Oh, the stock market, I'm getting a kick out of this. Oh, yeah, I am. I hope this some bitch drops about 5,000 more points. No one I know is going to get hurt from the stock. Oh, they might lose some money. But, you know, they don't have enough money into it to really worry about. The only people who really make serious money are who are people who have the serious money. Look, the stock market is designed for rich people. It's so they can drop 2, 3, 4, 5 million and make 10, 15 million quick. That's what this bull market's been doing over the last, what, it was 2009, it's last almost 10 years, 9 years. So, you know, here you are with this. No, man, look, come on. First off, fuel and food should not be in a commodities market. It's ridiculous. If you took fuel off the commodities market, we'd all be paying about 89 cents a gallon for gasoline and about $1.05 for milk. Steak would be hard. Yeah, because they trade it and we get screwed. No, it should be a supported price. Well, farmers got to live the cost of living. Well, the cost of living in a boondock country is not the same as it is in a big city. Yeah, it needs to be balanced out. I mean, we're starving because so rich people can make money off of us. That's just ignorant. Well, no, I'm not personally starving, but still it's ignorant. It's just another way to keep the man down or the woman down, whatever you want to say. Here's Hurricane Michael again. Poor. It's pretty rough looking down there. Yeah, I know Jennifer and Michael. I'm ahead of the storyline. Yeah, I've seen it. We running on time. No, we're not going to listen to it. No, I was just looking at it. And there's the cough drop we were talking about. Yeah, see, we're ahead of everything. Mm-hmm. And here's more of the Dow drops. Yeah. Uh-oh, Bezos, sorry. I actually like this guy. I mean, I don't got nothing against him. Stock market plunge. Lost more than $9 billion during the stock market. Oh, Jeff, that's like pocket change, Jeff. People, get out of here. You're the richest man in the world. What are you, a trillionaire now? What's his company worth, $1 trillion? Oh, man. I think he's all right. Yeah, for, you know, most people, $9 billion, that's what Trump is worth. And he loses like it's pocket change. Maybe this guy should be president. No, I'm just saying. Who knows? Star Trek's, oh, look at this. She dies at 74. More actresses from Star Trek going down the line. Now, I like this one because my wife is on retired and gets Social Security, so she's going to get, $40 raise a month. We'll be able to buy a new Corvette. Oh, yeah. I don't know, guys. It just doesn't seem like anything. Why? The cost of living annually is 7 to 11%, right? That's what most companies raise you. So why don't they get that? Oh, because it's the government's money. It doesn't make me feel any better, I'll tell you that much. Wait till you're on it. You're going to be bitching too. Well, I'm not on it. I'm still working. I'm not going to get anything anyway because I'm a contractor. It goes by what you pay in. And I try to get ambassadors bare minimum. I have to. Well, no, I'm hoping my company, you know, supports me in my old age. Well, maybe the radio station. Well, it's actually made $5 last week. Just to believe that alone, too. I wouldn't say it's in the black yet, but it's getting better. Astronauts in good condition after emergency landing, NASA says. Now, I watched this. I happened to just catch it when it was going on. Russia did a good thing here. Everybody, oh, that's a piece of crap. No. What was a piece of crap was a shuttle that killed everybody that should have had a capsule that automatically adjusted a jettison at the first sign of trouble. This thing jettisoned out and saved both astronauts because of it. Yeah, don't be hating on the Russians because he built in a good fail-safe. Yeah, shit happens. Y'all know this. I mean, we've been watching – anybody who's more than 20 years old been watching space program for a long time. And still right now – we still, 7 years later, are still relying on the Russians to take us to space. What's going on? That was all Obama. Obama killed the space program. Trump's trying to bring it back, but he'll have to get a second term to get that accomplished. Oh, yeah. More disaster on the coast. I mean, in Florida. This woman unwillingly stabs friend with real knife at haunted house after being encouraged to. Okay, first off, you can't tell the difference between a real knife and a fake knife. Well, were you sure this was an accident? Really, I mean, knives are fairly heavy, plastic knives. I mean, they're steel. Anyway, I don't know. Something about that whole story, it's funny. I read the whole story, and it's kind of funny business. We're going to leave it alone. Chris, you mean about Melania Trump? My wife's going to watch it tomorrow. Oh, that's right. It's tomorrow at 9 o'clock. She's going to watch it tomorrow night. And I may catch part of it, but we're busy on Friday nights. We got a big lineup on Friday nights. Even though Jeffrey may be off tomorrow, but I somebody wrote to me today about guest hosting for me. We'll take that one step at a time. No, he's an interesting character. Wait. Okay, Don, you confused me. Oh, you mean Jeffrey's a Trump supporter? No, Jeffrey is not a Trump supporter. Jeffrey is a hardcore liberal. I mean, no, you can't get no more liberal than Jeffrey. Oh, no, man. He's a hardcore liberal. He's just one of them things. He's a nice guy. I like Jeffrey. I don't hate, because I don't have to agree with your politics to think you're an okay person. No, that's ignorant. We're never going to agree on everything, and you got to get past that kind of behavior. Besides, I'm more of a middleist anyway, so I can kind of swing both ways. Funny there, Clara. Funny, swinging both ways. You just wishing, that's all, baby. I know. Just going back over there now. a couple of things come off the top of my head. So I've been seeing all these polls on the Me Too movement. Okay. First off, we need to just stop even believing Reuters, CNN, or NBC anymore, because some of their polls are ridiculous. It's done this. It's no, it has. And I told you exactly what was going to happen 6 months ago. I said it's going to start driving a divide between men and women. So now college kids are dating less. And this is a fact. But what's worse is companies that run by men or have a lot of men working for them have now stopped hiring women. And I told y'all this was going to happen. You've made men feel so uncomfortable around you that they don't want you around anymore. Yeah, I mean, this is because, you know, the way, like, when you listen to liberals especially talk about this, you listen to the way they talk about men. Not all men are like that. But you're treating all men like they're Harvey Weinstein. Well, you know what? Men going to control the world. They're just going to stop. It was most one of the most ignorant things I've ever seen. When you use this against Brett, after what we've seen with Roy in Alabama, you know, he's been proven innocent now. You know, all three women have been proven as frauds, and he's taken a polygraph twice to be proven innocent. So he's proven himself innocent. And we've seen he lost a seat over this. This was a ploy by the Democrats. The same thing they tried with Brett. So it damaged the way people look at this now. You know, at first everybody was like, oh, well, you know, this ain't a bad move. We got Cosby, we got Weinstein. And then all of a sudden, the next six men that were accused with three or four women all turned out to be false. Now, I don't know about what's his name that's on the show with, you know, Regis show, the old Regis show, with whatever the hell it's called now. I don't know about him, but three of the guys were gay. And these women accused him of abusing them. I guess they didn't know. Well, the guys were still in the closet. So here you go, out of the, like, last 30 cases that have been public, something like 26 of them have been come out to be false. Oh, I'm sorry, you're right, Martha, 22. Which Martha is that? Oh, no, I thought you were somebody else. Well, put this in perspective, just to help with this. A couple of weeks ago, I'm looking up stats on how many reports are fake of rape and molestation. So I hit some sites, 2%, 4%. I'm like, you know, it's hard for me to believe because, first off, there's a lot of police officers I personally know. There's a lot in and out of my family. And since we both know that half of all cases accused are dropped because the witness changes their mind or says it's not true. Now, the other half that's left, only about 26-27% of them get convicted. So trying to say it's only 2% when almost 70% are going on court unconvicted, 50% never even had anything that you could even bring it to a trial. Oh, yeah, it makes 50%. It makes 50% of all these cases brought forward false. Look, you know, everybody, oh, yeah, take women at their word. Bullshit. I know a lot of women. I know a lot of women that lied and nastily lied. I got to tell you, in most cases, I find women to be much more vicious than men are, and much more devious, too. I love women. Don't get me the wrong way. I think women can change the world if they want to, but I also think they can end the world if they want to. They're just as bad or even worse than men in a lot of things. And now that they've got all this newfound freedom, think about it. Just last year alone, 111 school teachers, female school teachers under the age of 30, molesting children, some of them two and three at a time. What the hell is that? And y'all gonna say, oh, look, they're innocent. Yeah, I'm sorry, guys, that's not going to work. Triple the amount of male teachers that were involved in that kind of stuff last year. And set to break a record this year again. Now, I did notice since Trump's taking over that the middle-class white people, the kids in the middle, seem to have calmed down some now. Yeah, they were the ones doing all the shootings and shit. So they've seen, I don't know how long it'll last or what's going on, but right now it seems to have calmed down. For there, for Lake Obama's last 2 years, there's a school shooting every week. And when it was kind of rough when Trump first took over, but the last year's been, it's declined quite a bit. I don't know, ladies. Yeah, I see all y'all in there throwing stuff at me, but you can't say I'm lying because you know I'm not. Yeah, see, look, y'all giggling shit, yeah, because you know I'm not lying. Look, you know, I want to see everybody get treated fairly. So we have to figure this out. So now, because of all this stuff with Brett, and they're thinking about new laws saying that you have to have proof to come forward in some way where it could do damage to the person's reputation. So what they mean by that, if Joe Schmo you go accuse, and he's not a bigwig or something, then you can go ahead and accuse him, and then they got to go through it. But if it's a bigwig, you're not going to be able to do it because it can do damage, permanent damage to their company, their image, or whatever, without some sort of proof. I think it should be that way for everybody, but we'll see how it goes. Well, Dems will be in law next year, and if the Dems take control, all of that will go away, and we'll have open borders, and we'll be like Europe with rape and pillage. You know, rapes in Scandinavian countries went up 400-fold. Yeah, 400-fold. Places like France and Germany, they went up 100-fold. It was more than that. I mean, you can't let a million people into a country when you don't know who the hell they are. I mean, that's just ignorance. Sometimes I just wonder what Merkel was thinking. Was she getting high in a crack pipe with Putin? Nah, her and Putin are doing a wacky monkey, man. Putin's like, hey, come here, murky baby. Why else would she buy natural gas from our enemies? That's what I said. Next one. Okay, people. And this is directed at some people. I know it's going to piss off, but I'm tired of hearing about we're hanging black people from the trees. I've seen these things. These are not black people. These are... Denise, you're an idiot. No, they're zombies. Or burnt. They don't look like black people to me. They just look like melted. It's a skull all melted up and just red, black. And no, it's not. It's not a representative of no one who's posting up. It's a Halloween decoration. Get off your little pansy asses, okay? Stop being so touchy-feely. None of y'all were slaves. No one's trying to hang you from a tree. Get over it. There hasn't been slavery in a country for 150 years. Stop trying to blame everything on slavery. And what bothers me, it tells you how ignorant the average person in this country is, whether they're black, white, Italian, Indian, Spanish, it doesn't matter. Chinese, it just doesn't matter. This country has become ignorant all the way around. First off, most people don't even know what the Civil War was fought over. Secondly, most people have no idea that only about 2% of white people owned slaves and 0.5% of blacks did. Also, no one ever wants to admit that 90% of all slaves brought to this country were sold to us by black slavers. Yeah, so don't hate on the white people about it. You're just as guilty as we are. Get the hell over it already. And then I love it because they never think whites were slaves. I guess they forgot about Egypt and other places where whites were slaves at Rome and places like that. I guess they forget this kind of shit. You know, look, and blacks held slaves, whites held slaves, Chinese held slaves. We've all been slaves. We should all understand this shit now and move forward. Because frankly, the majority of the country is getting irritated about it. I'm not talking about whites. I'm talking about Hispanics. Because they always feel like all my Hispanic friends tell me the same thing. Well, what about us? We 37% of the population, we get shit on daily, Joe. He said, oh, I hear black, this, we got to have this many blacks on TV, we got this, he's black in school. He said, what about us? He said, we're a minority. What the hell, why don't we get all this attention and all this stuff? And he's right, it's true. Why don't they? You can't tell me Hispanics weren't slaves. They were slaves back in the day. They're just other Spanish coming in. I mean, I should say the Mesoamericans were slaves to the Spanish, but still, look where we are today. No one here is a slave. No one has to be a slave. Everyone's allowed to speak their mind and do their thing and move forward with life. It doesn't matter what sex or color you are. You can go to college. You can get an education. You can make something out of your life. And if you feel like a city you live in is too white, there's lots of cities in this country that you would feel more comfortable in. You can go there. New Orleans, Baltimore, both black cities. Both good night. Well, I don't know about Baltimore. No, it's a nice city to live in Baltimore, but it's got some good things. Chicago, no, not quite. But Chicago's headed there. They're on their way. But it's also a liberal city. But those are three liberal cities as well. D.C., D.C.'s a black city. What's funny about D.C., well, D.C. not – yeah, you're right, Steph. D.C.'s not like when I say DC is a black city, it is a black city, but you got a lot more wealthier blacks in DC than you do in other parts of the country. You do in Chicago and you do out in California as well. But when you get into other cities, it kind of shifts around. The money kind of shifts around into other hands. But it's still there. And it's still there to be had. And I'll tell you this. I've never met a person in this country, regardless of your sex or your color, that you couldn't get ahead if you wanted to. And I've got countless friends, females of different sexes, males of different. See, that's because y'all keep posting that crap in the chat room. Anyway, sorry, guys. I got one of my Facebooks. They made a group in their Facebook thing, and it drives me crazy. But really, I mean, when I seen these so-called we're hanging brothers from the tree things, I was like, oh, you got to be kidding me, man. If someone come ask me if I had that much tree, I'd say, get out of here. What are you, stupid? I'd be going, you must be colorblind. Obviously, this ain't a black man. Plus, the damn thing don't even have hands or feet. I'm like, come the hell on. Yeah, the blood coming out his face. It looks like somebody torched it up. Its eye sockets all squished in. It's supposed to be nasty and scary looking. But some little snowflake somewhere got their little feelings hurt. You know it. You know it. I just want people to be fair, honest, and with each other. And, you know, it's like when we talk about abortions and things like that. People say all the time, well, the fathers don't have any rights. Bullshit. Half the DNA is the fathers. The father does have rights, and saying they don't is bullshit. And now the laws are changing. Because you shouldn't kill a baby if someone's willing to take it. And I always love a woman's excuse. Well, it's 8 months out of my life. Well, it's fucking 40 years out of his life. So what? It's 8 months. You shouldn't have unprotected sex if you don't want to get pregnant. 8 months out of your life is not an excuse when somebody else is going to raise the kid. You're not going to have anything else to do with the kid after you give birth to it. You're not going to pay child support or anything else. The father's going to take it and raise it the rest of his life. And you think you're being put out for 8 months versus 40, 50, 60 years? Get the hell out of here. That's the lamest bullshit excuse I've ever heard. Liberals threw that shit around. I shut that down so fast when I was on that NBC show. The girls were all looking at me like, oh, shit. I'm like, yeah, huh? I said, give me some more bullshit excuses. And I said, that's a bullshit excuse. Oh, well, it's my body. Yeah, well, it's your body. And so you just because it's your body, you got the right to kill someone? Bullshit. If someone's willing to take it, you do not have the right to kill someone. And what really pisses me off more than that, okay, so we got abortion laws. Let's say that Jennifer here decides 7 months in, she don't want to have this baby, but she can't get an abortion now. So she makes it abort herself. Then they charge her with murder. Now, how can you do that? If abortions are illegal, how can you say it's murder? It's bullshit is what it is. It's like having your cake and eating it too. I'm just saying, guys, it's you know, one way or another, this shit's got to change. I mean, when you start talking about how many babies have been aborted since the 70s, 30 million, you think anybody really thinks that's okay? 30 million babies? You really, I mean, how sick people are you? Do you think that's okay? Well, you know, Carol, I understand the thing of why bring an unwanted baby into the world, okay? And if no one wants the baby, well, fine, then abort the baby. But I still have issues with it, but still, I'm not going to tell you you can't. It's not my right to tell you can't unless someone's willing to take the child. And then I feel it is my right. And if the father wants that child, even if the mother doesn't, they should still have to have the baby. And the 8 months, bullshit, that's bullshit because the father's going to have him for the rest of his life. And the mother's not even going to contribute anything but the 8 months. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's just, I don't find that being put out that much. Converses what the other person's going to be put out. And let's just talk about money. Anybody who's raised a child understands what it costs. Raise a child for 20 years and see how many 100 G's you spend. Yeah, so I don't really see where the person's being put out. You're going to have to come up with a better argument than that. Well, if there's health issues, like the baby could kill you or something, that's a whole different thing. Don't try to put that kind of stuff into the argument we're having right now because it doesn't work. That's a whole different thing. Even before abortions were legal, that kind of stuff was still legal. Yeah, I've been fired the last couple of days. I'm on all this bullshit. Well, women are my favorite species, but I'm not going to let people going around and say that their shit don't stink and they don't lie, cheat, and steal like everybody else because that's bullshit. All you got to do is look at Maxine Waters and know that's bullshit. Oh, God. Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton, you can't ask for more corruption than that. currently, I don't even know if there's any current men in the country as corrupt as these three are. Well, there has been. I'm not saying there's never been. It's not get carried away. I'm talking about in these positions. We're not talking about in general. There comes a time when you have to call bullshit bullshit, and we're calling it bullshit. Now, and the only reason, the main reason I'm on this is because I see what's happening now. Now that, you know, men are wanting contracts and less of this is going on. And NBC, I love the Huffington Post and NBC. Oh, that, none of that's true. None of that's true. Okay, well, I've seen several surveys on it, but we ran one ourselves. 400 people took it across six colleges, and that's what they said. About 60% of all the guys that took it said they're very leery about dating without some kind of permission ahead of time, right off the bat. And then now men won't admit it, but they're just not hiring women anymore. And you can start seeing it. Well, every time they hire someone, they got to worry about being well, it doesn't matter. You're missing the point. Brett proved it doesn't matter if you're innocent or not. They're still going to do it. That's the exact point, because there is no evidence against Brett. There's no kind of evidence in any court of law that could convict Brett of anything. There's not even enough evidence to bring it to a trial. But yet we let people destroy this guy's credibility because she said. That's not enough, people. What's going to have to start happening in our country is one, you're going to see a new statute of limitations coming out about this. It's just going to put like a 20 years and you're just not going to be able to say anything about it. But more so, we're going to have to educate the population, the younger population, more on what's going on. And I understand this. I mean, because, you know, everybody I know, well, I won't say everybody I know, but hell, I was abused when I was young. I know a lot of people have been abused. It's still not an excuse to screw your life up. What I mean by this, it's like when you hear people say, oh, it's my parents' fault. It's my parents'. Okay. Once you're over the age of 21, it's no longer your parents' choice. It's like you move out of the house, it's your choice. Every choice you make from that point, oh, well, I messed up because, well, that's just a bullshit excuse for failure. But it's not true. If you don't have the will to change, then you're just a loser and you don't want to change. You know, I get tired of having to, we're so politically correct. But we always know politically correct is always the wrong thing. Always. PC never works. It never works. There's no instance of PC working anywhere. It just doesn't. What do you mean, Taylor Swift? Oh, you mean about her backing that Democrat? Well, so she backed it. Big deal. Well, I love the one about Jamie Lee Curtis. So here y'all go. Maybe we'll put up a poll about this. Or maybe I'll contact AP and see if they'll put a poll up. But the American Polling Company. So here's Jamie Lee. She's in all these violent movies, you know, gun violence, gun violence, gun violence. And then she comes out against guns. The question was, is she a hypocrite? Is Jamie Lee Curtis a hypocrite because she's anti-gun, but in all her movies she's shooting it up? For me, I consider her kind of a hypocrite because, one, if that's how you really felt, you wouldn't be in movies where you were shooting stuff up. And people, oh, that's just acting. Yeah, well, some people can defer acting. Some people don't. We know that not just artists, but criminals copy violence from television and movies. So you can't say you don't know it could have an ill effect because it can. So if you're truly thinking about that, there's lots of other movies out there that don't have gun violence in it. Any movie that glorifies gun violence is a bad movie. Well, you know, we both know that's not true. There's a lot of good movies out there with guns blowing shit up. And what would happen to the Avengers, man? Oh, my God, I'd lose my mind if I couldn't see my Avengers. But the point is if you're truly that hardcore against guns, you wouldn't be in films with guns. Not any guns that glorify – not any movies that glorified guns, you wouldn't be in them. And she has been, so technically that would put her as a hypocrite. Oh, ooh. Don, you scared of that? All right, I'll scroll. Mm-hmm. No, and – gunman arrested near California park where a camper was shot. Mm-hmm. They don't really know if it's him or not for sure, but they arrested him and they think it is, but they're not 100% sure. Here's another one of these questions like the last one we just had about Jamie Lee Curtis. LeBron James admits he lets his 11-year-old and 14-year-old son drink wine with him. Is this a bad thing or a good thing? Well, in Louisiana, kids like 14 and over are allowed to drink with their parents. So is Mississippi, too, but only with their parents. I drank when I was young. I used to steal my grandpa's beers, but they'd let you have a sip here and a sip there and a sip here. But now I don't know if he'd let them get crockin' drunk or anything, but that would be a bad thing. But letting them have a little taste here and there, I don't know. It's going to be hard. And besides, one thing I learned about kids early on, when you make kids – something naughty, naughty, bad, bad for kids, they're going to want to try it. Let them find out what it is. Help educate them on it. Maybe they won't become alcoholics. 50-50. You know, I've done a piece recently on what is, you know, you always hear that marijuana is a gateway drug, but it's not true. Alcohol is the gateway. Almost everybody I know drank before they get anything else. And it was usually when they were loaded up on booze that they tried something new. So I always hear, oh, marijuana is a gateway. That needs to be corrected. I wrote a big old piece about it. Gave them all the information, all the stats, sent it to several medias. We'll see where it goes. Twitter excuses Alex Baldwin, accuses Alex Baldwin of racism, saying black people love him. Since he's what? You want to see the whole thing? Black people love him since he played Trump. Yahoo! See, this is another one of these idiots. Maggie Parker's an idiot, apparently. I guess you don't realize how many blacks voted for Trump in the last election. How many more are going to vote for him in the next election? Yeah, he's making progress with blacks. Well, they originally said 8%, which was double what they said. And then the other one came out and said, no. It was 18%. So 18% of black population voted for Trump in the last election. And they're saying that could double in the next one. And Democrats are seeing more and more blacks leave the party. Because like Kanye said, just because you're black don't mean you got to be a Democrat, and you don't. Doesn't mean you got to be a Republican either. There's other parties. They're trying to get a centralist, middleist party going to really let America have something a little closer around. But it's true. You know, when I think what did the Democrats in with blacks is when Trump said, "What have they done for you lately?" When he asked black people, he said, "I'm asking black people, what have the Democrats done for you?" And when you're forced to answer, they haven't done anything for him. They just use him as a vote, but they're not doing anything for him. Bill Clinton put the strictest laws in the history against blacks. They increased their sentences. He knew black and crack was almost an exclusive black drug at the time, made way long sentences. It was just sad. Obama didn't do anything for blacks. Tell me what he did. Highest unemployment rate for blacks in the history. Trump got the lowest unemployment rate in history for blacks and Hispanics and damn near for whites. And if we hit 3.8 or 3.7%, that means that everyone in the country is working, because that 3% you're talking about are people who are out for particular reasons. Best job participation rate in 80 years. I mean, this guy's got stuff all over the place. So, I mean, if you're someone coming, and he's not a little, you know, wussy like the last guy was. I could see where some black woman would like Obama, because he was a good-looking guy, but I can't see where all the black men I met throughout my life, they're just manly men like I am, so I can't see where they would think that Pansy Obama was a good thing. The guy who was kissing Putin's ass on the world stage. I mean, yeah, I'm just can't think where that'd be a good thing at all. And the reason I bring it up is because, you know, most people I talk to agree. They really didn't like him. Actually, most blacks I meet didn't consider Obama to be the first black president, or they just didn't consider him to really be a black person. He just wasn't raised. He wasn't raised like most blacks are raised. He was raised in a white family. He was raised in a privileged family. He got to travel and experience things. Yeah, I mean, it's just not your typical raising of a black in the United States at that time when he was born. I'm not saying today, because the millennial generation is the privileged generation. Yeah, they are. Entitled, I'm sorry. Millennials are the real, truly first entitled generation of America. They really don't think they should have to do anything but just walk around and do whatever they feel like they should be doing. They don't have any options. At least two-thirds of them have no concept of the real world. I know it's a mess. Oh, they'll get into it, but you got to remember something about millennials. Millennials don't have to be in the hurry that we were. They're going to live long enough to start off with. You know, recently they just bumped up the age limit for both men and women. So men are going to be living to just at 80 years, women to about 85. That's what we are at right now. By the time they're that age, lifespan will be 100, 105, 110. They're going to live longer. They're going to have healthier lives, and they're going to have more time to get into stuff. So they don't have to be as rushed as we are, which is a good thing. Well, I hope anyway. Yeah, seeing that down. Oh, here's how much gas prices will drop thanks to Trump's ethanol plan. He might save us about 50 cents a gallon, which would be nice, put us back down to $2. Oh, I love this. We're getting ready to close. This is a good closing article because Michael Engley will be up with Michael Engley Live in just a few minutes. New York man built 200-pound bomb to detonate on Election Day. You know, I didn't find out what his politics were. I was kind of, oh, it's the Huffington Post. It must be a Democrat. Oh, no, it's probably a conservative if it's the Huffington Post. Well, they always constantly hating on, I know, they're such, you know, the Democrats are the party of tolerance. And this, no, now they're the party of hate and attack and fear. They fear mongers. They're telling the people to go out and attack people in restaurants at homes. I'll tell you what, right now, liberal, know this ahead of time. You ever walk up to me in a restaurant or anywhere else and try to attack me or shame me, I'm going to whoop your ass. I'm going to show you what the difference is between a Bayou boy and the rest of you little wussies living in our country. You just better know that ahead of time. I ain't going to be polite like Sarah Sanders. I would have bitch slapped that sucker clean across the restaurant. I just said, you disturbed my dinner and acting like a fool in front of my children. Whoop! Yeah, because they don't have the right to do that. They think they do, but they do not have the right to intervene in your privacy. They don't. That's actually given to us by the Congress. They can go out and say whatever they want in public, stand in front of that restaurant all they want. But once they're invading your space, they do not have that right. I think Americans have forgotten that, but they don't, guys. Check it out for yourselves. Yeah, you can perceive that as a threat and use all kind of force. Shit, in California, might get your ass shot. I'm sorry, in Florida. Wrong state. Yes, indeed. I knew you were going to clarify that for me really quick. Melania Trump, to survivors of sexual assault, don't report unless you have evidence. What? Ooh, boy, I bet you're less going crazy now. Oh, shit, man. Yeah. Okay, let's take odds. We know she's from a European country. Hungary or somewhere over there. Do you really think this, and she was a beautiful young woman. You think she got through life unscathed without, I'm just asking. I've never heard her talk about it. Well, what you're going to start seeing is, like Roy Moore's doing, he's taking all three of them women and suing the daylights out of them. He's also suing the guy who won for using it because it was a lie. He's also suing the Democratic Party. He's going to win in all five. Yeah, he's going to win because he's got the evidence and they don't. So, I mean, well, if he was smart, he would just go to a judge trial, not a jury trial. It's going to be his choice anyway. Christopher, she could spank you anytime. I hope you're talking about the First Lady. Shame on you. I'm sending Michelle Obama to see you. Michelle, if you're listening tonight, I'll give you his address right after the show. Goofy asses. Anyway, guys and girls, we got to get out of here. Coming up next is Michael Engley. Michael Engley Live. He'll be up with the news. No telling what he's going to be talking about tonight. Probably a lot of same stuff we talked about. We talk about a lot of the same things. Well, it's always different because we enjoy doing the news. Jackie Kennedy's granddaughter is a billionaire. Ooh, hey, there you go. Anybody looking for a new wife? It's the states where Democrats or Republicans could seize full control of the government. The Democrats have control of 36 states now, 31 governors and 36 legislatures. Yeah, they got to do a lot of seizing is all I can say. This was just stupid. Yeah, I read this one the other day. Please call it the question of black man because whoever turned him should be slapped. Because I don't even know any white people that act like that. No white people would just assume a black person was guilty by looking at them. I don't know any like that. It's hard for me to understand this. Where these people live, up north somewhere? I know it's outrageous. But anyway, we're going to get out of here, guys. Oh, and one more. I love this one, too. Buckle up, buttercup. Michael Avenatti tells Donald Trump, get ready for prison. Yeah. Michael, I think you got that backwards, my friend. I think if anybody's going to prison, it's you. Yeah, the other day, the FBI said he is a person of interest in an investigation. You notice that none of the NBC media none of the liberal media wants to cap in. Anyway, we're going to get out of here tonight, guys and girls. Again, thanks for tuning in. See y'all. I won't be back until Monday, but we'll be live all day tomorrow and Saturday. Enjoy the shows tomorrow. Like I said, I don't know if Jeffrey's going to be here or not because, frankly, we don't know how he rode out the storm, how things went. He's probably without power at the very least. Well, he was up further, so I think he's okay, but he's probably 2 or 3 hours from Mexico Beach, so he's probably okay. But they probably still got a lot of wind, a lot of rain, a lot of stuff. So, but when we get in touch with him, I'll let everybody know that he's okay and live and kicking. and ready to go. On that note, good night, everybody, and please stay tuned for Michael Angley Live.